Okay, let's learn a little bit. Because it says in Bat Yosef, Mishi Yisrael found a Megillah Psula Chumash. Somebody has either a Megillah that's not kosher, or you have a printed Chumash, like most of us do. Lo Yikra Mashiach Tzibur. You shouldn't read out loud along with the Mashiach Tzibur, or even whisper. I would suppose this means also. Ki Imhu Kore Eino Yachol L'Chavin Lishma Min Mashiach Tzibur. If you yourself are talking or, you know, saying the words, then you're not really thinking about what the Sheikh Tzibur is saying. You're not really in sync with him. The feeling who you have, and even if you're basically in sync, Shema Yishma Achar Bashu Hukore V'lo Yichav in the Kriyas Sheikh Tzibur. So maybe still I'm only hearing what I'm saying. I'm not really going to hear. The reading of the Sheikh Tzibur quite as well. And you need the Sheikh Tzibur in that case because you don't have a kosher Megillah. And likewise, really shouldn't have anybody helping the Sheikh Tzibur say the words of the trup because of that concern. So the four psukim, therefore, that the tzibur says out loud, right? So there's a pasuk about Mordechai, and then at the end we have the last pasuk, and there's a few in between. We have Laihuri Maisa Ora, and there's another one right before that. So all of those should be said by the tzibur first, and then once it's completely silent, then the tzibur can repeat them because there's the reason why. You know, we say these psukim probably has something to do with Pirsum Enisa. It's because of recognizing the degree of the miracle, but you don't fulfill your obligation by saying these psukim out loud. So you still need to hear the Shliach Tzibur say the entire thing. So Rav Schachter mentions that the Aderet, who was Rav Kook's father-in-law, so Rav Kook was married to the Aderet's daughter, and then she died at a young age, and then Rav Kook married the Aderet's niece. So then became her uncle, I guess. He became his uncle. So the Aderet felt that the Tzibur should only say the last pasuk after the Baal Kol Reh says it, because, as we said yesterday, technically speaking, if I say part of the Megillah either from a printed Chumash or I say it by heart, so b'diavad I've fulfilled my obligation. As long as you've heard most of the Megillah, from the Megillah. So once you say those that last pasuk. So maybe you've already finished the mitzvah Megillah, and then when the Sheikh Tzibur says it, you're not really fulfilling your mitzvah in the best way. So Shechter says it's not necessarily true. It's possible that even if you do a mitzvah in a b'dieved way, there's still an opportunity to do it the lechatchila way. He brings it from Rav Aryeh Tzvi Framer. But Chaim Soloveitchik and the Aderet both thought that that it's better to say the pasuk after Sheikh Tzibur says it, but practically speaking, the minhag is that we say the psukim and then the Sheikh Tzibur says it. Mishik far yatza b'kriyas ha-Megillah v'kore l'hotzi acher. If somebody already fulfilled their obligation for Megillah and now they're going to go read for somebody else who needs to hear, if the person who is hearing the Megillah who hasn't already fulfilled his obligation, so he should say the brachos. He should say the brachos, not the Baal Kol Reh. The imhi isha tov yose levarach asher kisham sasavet zivang lishmo megil. And if the Baal Kol Reh is reading for a woman, so it might be better to say the brachos lishmo megillah, because I think, as we've said, women technically have an obligation of hearing the Megillah read, but to read the Megillah itself is a different category of the mitzvah that women are not obligated in. So lishmo would be more accurate for women, but that's again, that bracha would only be made if it's just a tzibur of women. Shabbos she'eino purim mutarim l'tatel some Megillah. So if Shabbos, this is a relevant scenario for this year. So this coming Shabbos, technically speaking, the Megillah is not mukta, so I'm allowed to pick it up. I'm allowed to carry it. Shouldn't bring the Megillah to Shul on Shabbos to be read on Motei Shabbos. Even if there's an Eruv, because that's considered preparing from Shabbos to weekdays. That's a concern I'm trying to remind everyone as much as possible this year, that that really anything related to Purim we shouldn't be doing on Shabbos, changing it to costumes, you know, for kids or for the adults who dress up. That should only be done after Shabbos. We can't prepare from Shabbos to Purim. Okay, do one more halacha. Shachris mashkim in the Beis HaKnesses. In the morning, we get up. Key word is you have to get up. You have to get up in the morning. You have to go to shul. And so, and some of the yeshivas, they get drunk on the night also. Right? So getting up in the morning is a challenge. So you go to shul. Lachash v'na esrei omrim chati kavish v'karim b'tar b'parshas v'yavah malek tzasa gavrei. So we have Kriyas HaTorah on Purim morning. We have three aliyahs from the end of Parshas Tshalach. After we put the Torah away, before Ashrei, we say we read the Megillah. So it's a piyut Asher Heni. We do not say in the morning. We only say it at night. Producing Shoshanas Yaakov. One should not take off the tefillin until after the Megillah has been read. We shouldn't receive, but the word vikar, zashinan elu tefillin. We Chazal darshan that vikar refers to tefillin, that there's a honor and preciousness in tefillin. Imish mila malin kodem kriyas Megillah, we shouldn't receive v'sason zomila. So if there's a bris mila, so then the bris mila should be done before Megillah reading, because sason, the word sason in Megillah refers to bris mila. So that joy of the bris mila should come first. I actually have a bris mila I have to go to on Sunday. I think they're doing it in the afternoon, which is better for me in many ways. So I think they're going to do a bris in the afternoon with the fleishig suda. So, but if we go in the morning, I guess that would be the protocol.